Hello and welcome to another mini. So I was thinking to myself that CompuCram really doesn't work for me. So I'm on the hunt for the best MLO safe study materials. It's not that I want to talk bad about CompuCram, I just feel like it didn't really give me a good idea of the material that I'd be seeing on the actual test. So I'm not really sure like what's the best thing to do it. If anyone here has passed the test and would love to send me some really good suggestions for some good material, please, please, please let me know. Like, it's like everything I had, I was studying the wrong things. I had no problem with the math problems. And I feel like that was something that people really, really pushed of like, oh, you have to know the math problems. And like, the math problems are hard. And yes, the math problems were hard, but I felt like it was just not what I was preparing for and not what I was thinking it would be. And it just threw me for a loop. So if anyone has any suggestions, please, please let me know. And I also want to say, this podcast isn't the end-all, be-all for study materials by a long shot. I realize that you need more than what I can give because it's such a specific test and such a tough test to pass. This podcast is a great launching point and good starting off point for people thinking about becoming mortgage lenders. Something to get their feet wet and, you know the basics of like RESPA, TRID, Patriot Act, etc. So please stick with me. I realize hearing that I failed my test doesn't make you think that I'm any kind of authority, and that's definitely not what I'm asking from you listeners. I just hope that you can find some value in this podcast and keep listening. I'm working really, really hard to make this something valuable and provide a resource for people like me who are really, really struggling with it. So I really want to bring on these business owners, or like just some business owners, and talk to them about their strategies, their daily life, and what makes them successful. I'm definitely not able to start with the Fortune 500 people, but I want to talk with small business owners and in a way like talk shop, talk marketing, talk analytics, how they got where they are right now. They don't have to be in my personal industry, and it actually is probably more interesting and better for the podcast if they're not. So please, if you just send me a message on Instagram, I would love to bring you on. Just tell me, like, what you do, how you got started, and a little bit about you. And I would love to have this podcast be more than just some study podcast, that we could have the episodes for people who want to pass the test, and then the episodes for anyone who runs a small business or just needs some, you know, general encouragement. So just to do some more fun things, some winter things that I've been loving is my lotions. My hands have gotten so dry, and so I've just started carrying a travel, like 2 ounce size travel lotion with me all the time. I have my like O'Keeffe's working hands. I have my like, I don't know if it's Neutrogena, I have to look at it again, but I absolutely love having soft hands, and when my hands and cuticles get dry, it drives me insane. And so in the winter, it's like, it's imperative. I have to have my lotion. Absolutely have to have. A TV show that I've been really loving is Fargo season 4. If you guys have never seen Fargo, start at season 1 and just start watching. It's so good. It's such like this insanely weird but so compelling TV show. Has to be one of my favorites. I love all the actors in them. The time period's really cool. I like the infrastructure of all the, like, the organizations that are involved. It's just a really fun, entertaining TV show, and season 4 is really, really good. Something else that I've been loving is my 30-ounce Yeti Rambler mug full of Black Rifle Coffee. I have been a member of the Black Rifle Coffee Club, oh my goodness, the Black Rifle Coffee Club for like a few years, like I think a year and a half now. Absolutely love it. I use the Keurig K-Cups, and my favorite roasts are, I like the Thin Blue Line Roast, I like the 5-alarm roast that's for the firefighters. And I also really like the AK roast. All of them are really, really good, really well done, and kind of just this fun, like, they do a lot on Instagram, really entertaining Instagram videos, and just kind of a fun community to, like, not be in, but just join. I've like had some migraines recently and had trouble sleeping, so you know what? Ibuprofen, Excedrin, also been things that I'm loving, unfortunately. So, just a podcast update. I am finally on Apple Podcasts. Go and leave me a 5-star review to absolutely make my day. I'm trying to think of little sections to put this podcast in to make it more consistent week to week, like little like, oh, this is like my favorite section, like I just did, like whatever section, the business, you know, or self-improvement section, and do stuff like that. Something to know about me, I guess this will be this section this week. I love good, trashy reality TV shows. Not like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but shows like 90 Day Fiancé and like all the spin-off shows like Before the 90, The Other Way, like shows under their franchise are so entertaining. I've also been watching Love After Lockup. So 90 Day Fiancé just came out with a new season, so excited for that. And Love After Lockup is just finished their main season and is kind of doing their Where Are They Now? Life After Lockup spinoff. And maybe I'll talk about that. Maybe that's really annoying to some people. I don't know. But I just find those so entertaining, I guess. Maybe it has to do with the level of delusion that some people walk around every day. To for me, for some like sick reason, I guess. It's highly entertaining to think someone who has a conspiracy to murder charges would be a great husband, and this woman's like, "Oh my God, I know that he's in prison for armed robbery, but he's gonna give me like the house with the picket fence and be a great father." And like, yeah, that may be true, and not everyone who's in prison is a horrible person, but these people, like most of the time, if they're on Love After Lockup, they only know this person after they've been incarcerated. And then they put all these expectations on the person, like they're gonna get a. This guy doesn't even have a government ID, and his wife or girlfriend will come in with all these expectations and just overwhelm the poor person. And it's like, it never really ends that well. Like, some of them do, and some of them don't, but just, it's kind of entertaining and then kind of an interesting case study in like how. What sets people up for success? What sets people up for failure? So I feel like there's many, many ways to watch that. So if you want to watch it for just watching the world burn, you can watch it for that. If you want to watch it as like, I remember one cast member said that it was a documentary for recidivism. You could watch it for that reason too. But I think it's really entertaining and something just to kind of check out. And good Lord, sorry, my voice. Like my face, I've been having some congestion. I don't think that it's COVID. I'm gonna go get tested, but that's why I sound a little bit different this week. But I hope you guys like this mini and a new full-length episode about the USA Patriot Act will be dropping this Friday. So look out for that.